You're listening to an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
You may build the world's best platform and have the most cutting-edge technology and have an interface that is pleasing to the senses in all kinds of ways. But if you're also loading this platform with content that is underwhelming and content that does not connect, it's a battle you've lost and a winter of great discontent. As the wise saying goes, you cannot polish a turd. Content has been and will always be king. And in a country like ours, which is consuming more data than ever, and a data consumption pattern that is only bound to grow, this, more than anything else, is what we need to bear in mind. And today, that is what we will talk about in some detail. India's content story, and how, in a crowded room full of jesters and showboats, content will always remain king. My name is Sheetal, and this is an Insight 18 special for Money Control.
Content is king. India's content story, an Insight 18 special for Money Control.
According to a study by Akamai Technologies on OTT consumption trends, India is the top consumer of online content in the Asia-Pacific region, followed by Thailand and the Philippines. The study, which polled participants across Australia, Indonesia, India, Japan, Philippines and Thailand, showed that in India, viewers watch 12.3 hours of online content in a week. On the other hand, in Japan, viewers watch the least content online per week at 6.2 hours. The study noted that the Indian and Thai audiences, that's 44% and 45% respectively, showed similar behaviors of watching online content via smartphone. In Japan, 50% of the viewers preferred accessing OTT services via non-mobile devices. Also, to 70% of Indian viewers, video and audio quality is of utmost importance, followed by fast startup time, which accounted to 56%. Local content providers coming up tops when it comes to OTT portals was another theme that resonated across markets. Hotstar in India, Hook in Indonesia, Nico Nico in Japan. The study represents content consumption patterns of 850 million internet users, and an underlying theme of the survey seems to be to turn local to cash in. As Vincent Lowe, Chief Media Strategist and Head of Media Product Marketing APJ at Akamai Technologies said, and we quote him, "It is critical for OTT service providers across the region to understand user preferences, especially regional preferences, as viewers increasingly shift to a culture of consuming content on any device, anytime and anywhere." Omidyar Network recently published a report called The Next Half Billion, or NHB, which spoke of how we spend time. Apparently, 30% of our time goes in consuming entertainment, which is far less than the 18% that Americans seem to do. Indians also spend about 42% of their time online on social media, well ahead of Americans who devote about 33% of their time online to social media. Let's understand why these numbers are so essential and so crucial to bear in mind as we usher in the digital age in India. Economic progress and opportunity have created a huge middle class in India over the past two decades, enabled in large part by the power of technology to connect individuals to information, education, financial and government services, and of course each other. This largely urban population has seen its income and opportunities increase dramatically as a result. Having said that, as the second most populous nation in the world, India still has hundreds of millions of people from both urban and rural areas who haven't been able to climb this economic ladder. In this era of new technology enablers, that ladder is what we see being extended. Who gets to extend that ladder, and how one could attract more climbers onto these ladders, and how hyper-localization of content may be the way forward is the point of this podcast.
This is an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
Over the next 5 years, 500 million first-time internet users are expected to come online via their mobile phones, a population often referred to as the next half billion, or NHB. This is a population segment that has thus far been excluded, underserved, and disempowered. It is this next half billion that the new wave of technology enablers will hope to serve. It is this population that content providers will hope to persuade. And it is this population which hopes to climb into the middle class with the help of these new technology enablers. over the last year and a half alone, according to Reliance's Mukesh Ambani. Thanks to access to cheaper data and penetration of devices, India has become one of the world's largest data guzzlers. And looking at the trends available, monthly data consumption is likely to increase 5 times as much as it is now, from 3.9 GB in 2017 to as much as 18 GB in 2023.
You're listening to an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
What are people consuming in quite such massive amounts? Videos. You do know from your WhatsApp groups just how many videos, some good, some terrible, some accurate, some fantastical, that are going around. YouTube says there are over 1 lakh content creators in India. And of these, 4,000 of them have over 1 lakh subscribers. 200 of these 4,000 channels have more than 1 million subscribers. Add to YouTube what Facebook has been quietly onboarding. Watch. It is an original video offering from Facebook with a focus on long-term, premium and professionally produced content. Ajay Nayar, the COO of Only Much Louder, thinks the amount of content that is going to be put out this year will be 3 or 4 times as much as it was last year. Only Much Louder, or OML, is an artist management company whose roster comprises some of the most exciting names in music, comedy and culture in the country today, including All India Bagchod, Abish Matthew, Kanan Gill, Biswa Kalyan Rath, EIC, SNG, Zakir Khan, Anish Sood, Dualist Inquiry, Nilesh Mishra and many more. What is also emerging in India as the content leader is binge-worthy, serialized local content, to follow in the mold of Netflix. The success of shows even in foreign languages, like Narcos, has emboldened content creators that as long as one is putting out quality content, there will be takers. Like in the field of dreams, if you build it, they will come. And coming they are in droves too. Today, 3 out of 4 adults in India have a mobile phone, while almost 300 million have smartphones. The rapidly declining cost of data service has resulted in significantly increased use of the internet. More than 200 million people in India access the internet through their mobile phones. On an average, over 200 minutes are spent on phone internet. The first step is simply to get more people online more frequently. The next step is to build their comfort level with using the internet. That will likely follow the same evolution from simple to more sophisticated use cases that we've seen all over the world. In India, consumers start with communication and then extend that to entertainment and religious content, and finally utility tools that make their mobile device usage more efficient. This is the case with the NHB now. The next phase is to evolve to more sophisticated uses such as news and information. Making the next transition, openness to making transactions, is the hardest step in the journey and requires understanding and a consumer-centric approach.
This is an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
One of the barriers that the NHB will face is the lack of local apps. In America, consumers have found enough apps and technology outside the Facebook-Google umbrella. Unfortunately, that hasn't been the case in India yet. The other, perhaps more significant barrier, and indeed an opportunity for content creators, is the language barrier. Omidyar goes on to note that, unlike the previous waves of mobile internet users, the NHBs are not native English speakers. Local language content will be key in bringing them online. A KPMG Google study in May 2017 states that 70% of Indians found local language digital content more reliable. They identify a number of apps and web categories with currently low penetration rates, including payments, government services, news, classifieds, online shopping, that would grow much faster with local language integration. Yet, little local language content is currently available, creating new entrepreneurial opportunities. One such company is Daily Hunt, which is the largest news app in the country. More than 90 million people in India use Daily Hunt to read news, books and magazines in 12 Indian languages. Similarly, Pratilipi allows users to access long-form content in 8 Indian languages and is used by more than 1 million people a month. If that was a news segment, the story holds true for the video-on-demand segment too. Sameer Pitalwala, the CEO of Culture Machine, thinks the time is ripe for India's own Hulu moment. It's a crowded market right now in the OTT space. Hotstar still leads the pack with 75 million active subscribers, followed by Voot at 15, Amazon Prime at 11, and Netflix coming in at 5 million subscribers. Venkat Anand, writing for The Ken on the perfect storm moment that India currently finds itself in, and I quote, "The rest of the pack have thus far demonstrated no differentiation in content, which also clears the deck for a potential shakeout in the years to come, starting 2018. Unquote. Alternatively, this could also set the stage for India's own Hulu, with some key broadcasters coming together to create a new platform. Not that this hasn't been tried before. According to Anand, 3 years ago, officials from Viacom 18, Zee and Sony came together to discuss such a platform to take on Star India that crash-landed. But with the $52 billion acquisition of 20th Century Fox's entertainment assets by Disney, and with Star India almost certain to call the shots in India, the timing may well be ripe for a third. Hulu-like, non-star, non-foreign player. Any such arrangement would see the coming together of Zee's OTT platform, Zee5, Voot, and other broadcasters. Hotstar sitting pretty on top might not be a long-lasting trend. Sure, IPL helps, but there are other players quietly plotting to question this dominance. Amazon Prime Video, which signed multiple, sometimes consecutive deals with production houses last year, could change tack, given that their movie's gambit hasn't played out quite the way it would have liked. But Amazon is also pulling all stops and is looking towards originals like Madhavan's Breathe or Pushpavalli, a multilingual series featuring Bangalore-based stand-up comic Sumukhi Suresh. Netflix, meanwhile, has been establishing its presence in India over the past 6 months. It has been acquiring content from Shah Rukh Khan's Red Chillies as well as Aamir Khan Productions. A challenge that Netflix will face is a catch-22. It wants to be perceived as a luxury niche service, but also wants to be subscribed. Unfortunately, however, without a foray into local content, those numbers that Hotstar sees, some say on account of regional content, may yet be a dream for Netflix. As Venkat Anand says, the challenge for Netflix, many feel, will be to break away from being the niche service it is perceived to be, to try and become massy in India without diluting its USP. One other way of adding people to their subscriber list is by tying up with telecom companies and DTH operators, something that Airtel is already doing by way of offering free subscription to Amazon Prime for its postpaid users, or Netflix tying up with Vodafone, or Reliance Jio tying up with Star India to offer premium membership to Hotstar. The Jio Saavn tie-up is yet another arrow in this quiver of the Jio onslaught.
You're listening to an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
Another question we must address while talking about content and the way it will be consumed by the NHB is the question of news. What role do traditional media houses aspire to have now in the dawn of the digital age? Analysts suggest that there may be a departure from region frequency towards content. Content as an integral aspect of brand identity. Even traditional media houses like The Times of India and Network 18 are slowly looking towards the subscription model. Times Internet, according to sources, is working on a mother all-access subscription product it expects to launch in 2018 after ET Prime, another subscription-based service from the Economic Times. Similarly, Network 18, the parent company of Money Control, has already released its over-the-top product in an attempt to rejig its television coverage. According to one media executive, the current thinking in news coverage is to move away from the primetime debates where there is zero differentiation, and to give an OTT product which could be a clean slate with opportunities to create fresh, non-linear content. In the last 3 months alone, news networks like Network 18 and Zee News have clocked in over 1 billion views each on YouTube, according to a report by online video intelligence company Viduli. And that trend, by the look of it, is unlikely to slow down. The growth seems to be coming in from the regional news segment. Take, for example, Network 18. Three of the top five YouTube channels of Network 18 are ETV Telugu, ETV Jabardast, and ETV Plus, clocking 523, 345, and 172 million views respectively. It is a trend that is also corroborated by Zee News and India Today, where Aajtak is the dominating channel.
This is an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
Which brings us to the last challenge of content creation. To design products and services around user interfaces and experiences that are relevant to the life experiences, social context and cultural norms of the NHB. The key, therefore, to cater to the NHB is hyper-localization of content and offering that content up on a product that is accessible and simple to use, and one that understands cultural context. Consider the example phrases like shopping cart symbol, proceed to checkout language that is common to most e-commerce sites. These are intended to make using the online service easier by replicating the familiar shopping experience where the consumer takes an empty cart, picks items off shelves, puts them into the cart, and proceeds with them to the checkout. But the next 500 million have not been exposed to the self-service experience in shopping. Their shopping experience is walking up to a counter at a store and being served by the shop owner or shop assistants who will actively help them decide what to buy. The dominant e-commerce symbols and terms then mean very little to them and can even be intimidating. A contrasting example is Facebook's approach in India, where users can log in with a mobile phone number in addition to an email address. This recognizes the fact that while mobile phones are used extensively, the average consumer rarely has an email address. Simple and easy navigation, user interfaces that emphasize speech over text and are menu-based, and user experiences that enable them to get recommendations instead of search and discovery will be relevant for the NHB. And it is with these expectations of the people that content and product designers should design the next big thing for the next 500 million. Without a nuanced understanding of the problems, the limitations and the challenges that are faced by the increasingly rural face of the average data consumer in this country, it is unlikely that any content provider will crack the big numbers. Not that there are not as many niche urban consumers for niche services. Saregama's apps for classical music and devotional content, Saregama Classical and Shakti respectively, are examples of that. Saregama's Karma, an innovation that has come to be widely lauded, is yet another example of intelligent product design, keeping in mind the limitations and challenges I've spoken of. Through all of these vagaries, one thing does reveal itself to be true over and over again. If there is a quality offering and if there is an emphatic understanding of people's expectations from the internet and how it can help them, it will help us build better products and get content delivered the right way. In the coming years, this will be the challenge and the lesson to be borne in mind by all content creators across the country. Go hyperlocal or go home.
Content is king. India's content story, an Insight 18 special for Money Control.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive looking into the content space in India and opportunities and challenges therein as we turn to the next 500 million of internet users in the country. Until the next time I see you, this is Sheetal saying thank you on behalf of all of us here at Money Control.
This is an Insight 18 special on Money Control.